Hello there. This is Astronomy Minute. I'm your host, Professor Atoll. This episode is called, What are the main science goals of the Webb Telescope? The four major science areas the Webb is designed to make breakthroughs in are broadly classified as other worlds, star life cycle, galaxies over time, and early universe. I'm going to describe them and see if you can spot a specific pattern in my descriptions. Beginning with other worlds, this refers to looking for planets around other stars, so-called extrasolar planets or exoplanets, that are like the Earth in that they're likely to harbor life. They are in the habitable zone around their star and have an atmosphere that contains molecules we think to be essential for life. Many of these molecules only emit and absorb light with wavelengths in the infrared. Star life cycle is mainly concerned with how stars are born, live their lives, and die. In particular, the most challenging phase to study is when a star is born. Why? Because stars are formed inside huge clouds of dust and gas. Collapsing gas clouds are what form stars, and the dust surrounding the gas mainly serves to protect it from the powerful energy produced by nearby stars, whose light would disrupt the process of star formation. As such, the thick dust surrounding newly forming stars obscures them from us, making them hard to study, except using light with wavelengths in the infrared. Galaxies over time and early universe together refer to the desire to probe the earliest epochs of the universe's existence, and to see how and when the first galaxies formed. Then, to see how those galaxies evolved or changed over time. As we look further away, this is further back in time. It is important to be able to observe and study infrared light. Did you see a pattern? All four of the main science focus areas require the Webb Telescope be able to detect and study infrared light. This is why Webb is optimized for light in this wavelength range. Thank you for listening.